Hi, my name is Isabella. I studied abroad in London for J-term in January of 2022, which was my senior year. It was my first successful study abroad since I had actually tried to go to Argentina right around when COVID was happening, so I didn't actually get to go. This was kind of a last-ditch effort, but ended up being an incredible experience. One of the big things that really shaped my study abroad experience was this one quote that I heard forever ago, and I have no idea who said it, but it says that the United States is scary because it's big, but the United Kingdom and Europe in general is scary because it's old. And I was kind of nervous going into this study abroad experience because I was doubtful that I was going to get a lot out of it, just because the United States and the UK are sort of similar in terms of language, relatively in culture, and these different things that just felt like there wasn't a super big difference that I was going to get, especially out of only 3 weeks. But as time went on and the more I got out and was able to explore, it really became evident that that one quote became so true. And there was just a lot in like the architecture and the museums that they had that we got to visit, that there was just centuries upon centuries upon centuries of history and culture that people just kind of skirt over because there's fish and chips and beer. And while we did do that as well, it was definitely an incredible experience just to walk around and feel sort of this level of importance and authenticity in London that I was pleasantly surprised by, I would say, just because I really felt like it transported me back 100 years, at least, if not 200, when I could feel these buildings were new, and especially when we were walking around churches. I live in North Carolina, have my entire life, and in a small rural part that definitely qualifies as the Bible Belt. So there's a church just about every 500 feet, and it's usually some teeny tiny thing that people go and do potluck. But these churches were definitely like huge works of art, and like every square foot of it was just gorgeous. And so that was incredibly different from what I had experienced in my youth and growing up and everything. And just in general, being in a large place, a large city, that was much different from what I had experienced for pretty much my whole life, really affirmed my desire to want to work international and everything. I've always said that I wanted to, but hadn't quite had the experiences to back it up. And even being in somewhere where I felt comfortable the second that I stepped foot in the city, it really just showed me that difference is what really just sort of binds us together as different people and different societies and different cultures. And so it was just really humbling to be able to realize that we're definitely not the same, even if we do speak the same language, even if it comes down to accents and vocabulary. But it was definitely a very, very cool experience, and the museums we walked around, I saw artifacts from Egypt and ancient Greece, and different pieces of stuff that I had learned in AP European history that, you know, you never think you're gonna see anything except for in a textbook, but there was definitely a lot to be had throughout the entire time that I was there, and I was definitely very grateful to be able to see somewhere across the pond and be able to hopefully follow that up sometime in the future.